Bill O'Reilly here, Thursday, August 5th, 2021. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening across our nation. Senator Rand Paul urges Americans to resist mask mandates. Majority of adults believe the worst of the pandemic lies ahead. The push to remove Gavin Newsom gains steam in California. An MSNBC person goes after CNN's Chris Cuomo. New study shows 70% now very anxious over race relations. Also ahead, what is next for the plague? But first, Kentucky Senator Rand Paul publishing an op-ed asking all Americans to reject new COVID rules. The Republican, who was diagnosed with the virus in March, claims it is now time for people to make their own decisions. Writes Paul, quote, resist. They can't arrest us all. They can't keep all your kids home from school, unquote. New Harris poll says most voters believe we've yet to experience the most painful part of the pandemic. 54% say the worst is still ahead. 46% claim it's behind us. That number is down from 70%, the behind number, in July. New cases in the USA up 500% since June, averaging 90,000 infections per day. I'll have more on this in my commentary. California Governor Newsom facing a statistical dead heat in the recall election next month. Survey from Emerson College says 48% support keeping the Democrat, 46% want to boot him out. Conservative commentator Larry Elder is second in this poll. So if Newsom is recalled, Elder would get the job. MSNBC writer Laura Bassett calling on CNN's Chris Cuomo to resign. Documents show the host advised his brother, Governor Andrew Cuomo, on how to respond to allegations of misconduct. Writes Bassett, quote, Chris Cuomo should resign from covering politics or be fired. This is the first time I know of that liberal MSNBC has attacked liberal CNN. Recent survey says 7 in 10 adults now anxious over race relations. Another 26% say their level of fear is higher now than during the 2016 election. Three quarters believe the racial divide in the USA has gotten worse since the death of George Floyd, which it has. In a moment, the plague. Will it ever end? Right back.
Hollywood is under siege, covertly compromised by a global adversary. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream to the world is now making nightmares a reality. The American way of life is being censored by the Chinese Communist Party. Some films have scenes completely altered. Other films have lost their funding or been canceled altogether. Some actors have been banned from China for supporting human rights. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in exposing how the film industry gradually lost its integrity on its path to profits. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/Bill. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/B-I-L-L.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day, the ongoing COVID horror. Here are the facts. The so-called Delta variant of the coronavirus spreads much quicker than the original. So the USA is now seeing 90,000 new cases every day, as I reported, and 90% of those are Delta variant. 165 million Americans are now fully vaccinated. That is about half the population. And remember, children under 12 are not eligible for the vax. The Centers for Disease Control in Atlanta confirms 125,000 of those vaccinated still got COVID. But that is 0.07%. And the death rate for those vaxxed is 0.001%. Almost doesn't exist. So vaccinated Americans are more than 90% protected from the Delta variant and any other offshoot of COVID. Unvaccinated Americans are 100% at risk. And I will tell you, if you will not get the vax, you will get COVID because it's not going away. 5 years from now, it will still be here. That's how vicious and contagious this virus is. Now, what's likely to happen in most places because of COVID? Vaccine passports. There cannot be a federal mandate. President Biden can't order that, but the states can. And if you research the polio situation, you will find out that in the 1950s, when polio was crippling tens of thousands of Americans, that the federal government did not order mandatory vaccinations, but all 50 states did. There weren't 50 back then, but now all states mandate vaccinations against polio. So constitutionally, you can have these vax passports and they will spread. Here in New York City, where I am, the vaccine passport kicks in the middle of August. Now, this is going to really hurt two groups. Tourists, and that's a $50 billion industry in New York, and African Americans, because 33% are vaccinated in New York City, while almost 70% are not. So, you're going to have vaccine passports throughout the country, not everywhere, but in many, many places. And if you don't get vaxxed, you won't be able to go to the movies, go to restaurants, on and on and on and on. Also, the pressure on unvaccinated Americans is going to mount, both from your peers in your own neighborhood and the social pressure, because you're not going to be able to go to a game, a concert, as I mentioned, a restaurant, the movies. And so this is not a good thing for your life. So that is what is likely to happen in the near future because of this vicious COVID. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. For more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com. Killing the Mob, still going great. You'll like the book in a moment, something you might not know.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds in stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code podcast. That's arkseedkits.com, promo code podcast. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 64 years ago today, a young disc jockey from upstate New York launched a national television program featuring pop songs, musicians, and scores of dancing teenagers. The man was Dick Clark, the program American Bandstand. The show was nationally syndicated on August 5th, 1957. Jerry Lee Lewis and his hit Whole Lot of Shakin' Goin' On kick things off. Bandstand initially aired in Philadelphia as a local show. Hosted by a guy named Bob Horn, the original Bandstand established much of the basic format of its national cousin. Dick Clark then took over as host in the summer of 1956, and things began to happen. The new national program featured a number of key elements that became part of its trademark, including the high school gym-like bleachers, and the famous segment in which teenage studio guests rated the newest records on a scale of 25 298. You'll remember that. I like the beat. You can dance to it. American Bandstand aired 5 days a week until 1963, when the show moved to Los Angeles and began a 24-year run as a taped weekly program. The broadcast would launch countless careers and change pop culture forever. Famous acts included Prince, the Jackson 5, Cher, Aerosmith. American Bandstand sparked spin-offs like Soul Train, Top of the Pops, and eventually MTV. And here's something else you might not know. Bandstand is credited with advancing the civil rights movement, and it did. Early versions of the program denied entry to black teenagers because of local segregation laws in Philadelphia. But Dick Clark himself integrated the broadcast after taking over. The show routinely featured African-American groups, Latino musicians, and other minorities not typically seen by white audiences, particularly in the South. And that led to Motown and other minority music success stories. Dick Clark died in April 2012 at the age of 82. Back after this.
Attention. If you owe the IRS, this is an important announcement. COVID relief is over and the IRS is ramping up like never before, sending out millions of collection letters to start 2024. Do you owe $10,000 or more or have unfiled returns? Now is the time to act. The IRS can garnish your wages, seize your property, and they can even take your home or your business. Don't let the IRS take advantage of you. It's time to call Tax Network USA. Their team of experienced tax lawyers has already saved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. They know how to negotiate with the IRS and can help you too. Visit TNUSA.com or call 1-800-245-6000. Again, that's 1-800-245-6000. Don't wait until it's too late. Take control of your tax situation today with Tax Network USA. 1-800-245-6000. Call now.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.